Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
As Donald Trump lands in North Carolina today, it's not just the latest poll in that state showing him down that's causing him headaches. Today, we'll discuss that, plus the latest on the negotiations on Capitol Hill for a new round of economic stimulus, and the life of a legend John Lewis remembered. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. A new NBC Marist poll greets President Trump in North Carolina, a critical battleground state that he is seeking to keep in his column if he is to have a hope at a second term. He's 7 points down in this NBC Marist poll in North Carolina against Joe Biden, and that is not even the toughest headline of his day. We'll get to the more polls in just a moment, but just take a look. This morning, COVID inside the White House, his national security advisor announces that he tested positive for COVID. And Google, major employer in the country, announces its folks are probably going to work from home for at least another year. Those breaking news headlines this morning demonstrate why it's going to take more than announcing the cancellation of the Jacksonville convention or holding more frequent press briefings about the coronavirus. It's going to take more than that for Donald Trump to turn this around. And these headlines show you that it can't just be optics. It's about the actual management of the virus, making Americans safer from the spread of the virus, controlling it so that you're not seeing headlines about COVID in the White House or people working from home for another year. When those headlines recede, because the president actually controlled and managed the spread of the virus better than he's been doing, that's truly when you're going to see Donald Trump's political fortunes turn around. In addition to that North Carolina poll, CNN, courtesy of our polling partners at SSRS, had three brand new battleground state polls out yesterday. In Arizona, in Florida, in Michigan, Joe Biden ahead of Donald Trump. Three states that were in Trump's column 4 years ago, and he is in danger of losing them. Michigan may already be off the map. That's 52% to 40 for Biden. The Arizona and Florida, more red-leaning battleground states, you have a closer battle. You have Biden up 4 in Arizona, 49, 45. In Florida, he's up 5, 51, 46. And go inside these numbers and you will see Joe Biden is winning seniors in Florida by 9 points. That's a group that Trump won overwhelmingly 4 years ago. Take a look at white women in these states. Yes, Trump is still winning them by some 13 points in these polls in Florida, but that is nowhere near the margin he won them 4 years ago. And in Arizona and Michigan, he's actually underperforming and he's losing to Biden among white women. They were critical to his success in all three of those states last time. This is all about the coronavirus, folks. If you look in the polls, take a look at his approval on coronavirus, and it is significantly underwater as he continues to try and show perhaps more compassion. The questions are, can he remain disciplined enough to actually change his tone and posture on this? A, that's the optics, but B, can he actually get his arms wrapped around this virus to enhance the safety and security of the American people and therefore enhance his political prospects? Two other things you should know about today. One, quick update on Capitol Hill. The Republicans on the Senate side have unveiled their $1 trillion plan to try and get a new round of stimulus through. Remember that $600 a week federal component of unemployment insurance that was put into place early on by Congress that has helped so many people? That's set to expire this Friday. Republicans are trying to get out of a political bind and get some more help passed, but they're looking to cut that down to $200 a week instead of $400. And the administration is already undermining the Senate Republican $1 trillion plan. They want to do a much more targeted plan that pays people out at 70% of their salary as the federal component to unemployment. Republicans are not yet fully on the same page here between the White House and the Senate Republicans. They're pushing two different plans here at the moment. Those negotiations may go far beyond this Friday's end of that unemployment insurance program. Keep your eye on that. And finally, the life of an icon and a legend. Congressman John Lewis, who, before he was ever a congressman, was already a hugely influential and important person in American history through his civil rights activism. And watching the images across your television screens today as the hearse carrying his body, his casket, past the Lincoln Memorial, where he spoke at the March on Washington, past Black Lives Matter Plaza, now on 16th Street in Washington, D.C., a place that John Lewis visited just weeks ago in the final weeks of his life, watching the hearse carrying his casket past there, the body of John Lewis in that casket being brought up to Capitol Hill, his professional home for these last many decades, where Nancy Pelosi has often referred to him as the conscience of the Congress. And for members of that legislative body to start paying their respects, including, by the way, Vice President Mike Pence, who, as you know, is the president of the Senate in that role, and former Vice President Joe Biden, Democratic nominee running against Donald Trump, both expected to pay their respects today to the late John Lewis. That's it for today's edition of the Daily DC. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.